Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud Dalet, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Gimel Amud Bey. Zok the Gemara. Tana, smicha v'smicha skenim begimel. So we know what smicha skenim is. Smicha skenim is when the tzibur violated an avera b'shoigeg, an avera that had they done it, b'mezid, they would have been chayiv karis. Ordinarily, a yachid that does an avera b'shoigeg, that stoinei b'karis, has to bring a carbon chatas. If the tzibur did it, and the reason the tzibur did it was because Bezdin paskin something, they made a mistake, and they caused the majority of Klai Yisrael to do an avera b'shoigeg, so all of Klai Yisrael now has to bring a carbon, but rather than each yid bringing an individual carbon chatas, they used to bring a carbon tzibur. It was known as the par helim doveshal tzibur. Every carbon requires smicha, and the Mishnah said that smicha skeinah b'shloisha, there were three Dayanim that would have to do the smicha on the par helim doveshal tzibur. That's what smicha skenim is. What is smicha? Says the Gemara. My smicha, my smicha skenim. Rabbi Yochanan said that smicha is mismach sabi. It's the good old fashioned smicha. That if somebody wants to get smicha, which is the ability to be able to paskin shilas, it would require a bezdin shal gimel. So in order for somebody to become a musmich, he would need to become a musmich al yedei a bezdin shal gimel. Now we know that smicha in the context of Teresh Mapeh is not a yoyra yoyra yodin yodin that you can get at your local yeshiva, but rather it was something of major significance. In order to paskin dinei knosses, you would have to be a musmich. In order to be a member of the Sanhedrin Kitana, certainly of the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, you would have to be a musmich. So smicha was a very big deal, as we're going to learn now in the Gemara. And in order for someone to be a musmich, it had to be given to him not just by a rav, not just by a posik, but it had to be given to him by a bezdin. How do you know that you need a bez in order to give smicha? Learned that from the following pasuk. The pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Yeshua ben Nun, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha. Moshe Rabbeinu was one person, so you shouldn't need three. One should be enough. If you're going to tell me that even though Moshe physically was one person, but Moshe was really a tzibur, he was really keneged 70. So that even though Moshe himself gave smicha to Yeshua, but it doesn't mean that l'dayrois a yachid can give smicha. You need more than a yachid, but then manav shach ihachi l'bayu shenin l'chad. Then you should need 71. Says the Gemara. Kasha. We'll get back to this. Amalei Ravacha b'rei d'Rav d'Ravashi. Biyad the mamish samchinale. The pasuk says vayismeiches yad of Allah. Moshe Rabbeinu gives smicha to Yeshua, and he physically put his hands on Yeshua, just like when somebody would do smicha on a carbon. You would physically lean on the carbon. Moshe Rabbeinu physically put his hands on Yeshua ben Nun. Is that the way it always has to be, or not necessarily? Amaleisa, he told him, Samchina le bishma. No, it's not the way it is. All you need to do is give him smicha verbally. How so? Karu le Rebbe. You call him Rebbe. V'yavale reshusa lemeidin dine knosses. Freik the Gemara. Chad lo yisamach. You need a bezdin shel gimel in order to have smicha. The Mishnah said smicha skenim. But the Braisa said not only smicha skenim, but smicha, two very different things. Smicha skenim is the smicha on top of the par helim dover shel tzibur. Smicha is giving somebody the ability, you could paskin dine knosses, you could give malchus, etc., etc. And we said that smicha requires a bezdin shel gimel. Freik de Gemara, is that so? One person can't give smicha. We have to have tremendous akaras atoiv, says the Gemara. To Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, shomolehu, because were it not for him, nishtakhu dine knosis mi Yisrael. Dine knosis would have been forgotten. Freit the Gemara, nishtakhu, it would have been forgotten. Nigrusinu, why forget it? Just learn it, says the Gemara. Ella, batlu dinei knosos miYisrael. Were it not for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, dinei knosos would have been batal. How so? Shapam machas gazer machas rishik zera Yisrael. Because once upon a time, the Romans made a gzera. They issued a terrible decree. The decree was as follows. Shekol asoimei hi. Anyone that gives smicha will be killed. Vekol anismach. Anyone that receives smicha, yehareg. The ir shesoimchim ba, techarev. A city where somebody gets smicha will be destroyed. Even the Tchum Shabbos, the 2,000 Amos to each direction of the city would also be destroyed if smicha was given in that city. Ma also, what Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava do? He needed to give smicha. Because as far as he knew, there was going to be no chain, there was going to be no link tracing back to Moshe Rabbeinu of someone that was going to be a Muslim. Halach, he went to Yosef Levin Shnei Harbi, he sat between two cities. Bein Shnei Ayores went between two cities, Bein Shnei Tchumei Shabbos, Bein Usha L'Shafra. So he situated himself very strategically between the city of Usha, as in Holchei Usha fame, and in the city of Shafra, the Samach Shom Chamisha Skenim. And he gave smicha to five Skenim, the Eluhei, you probably heard of them. Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, Rab Shimon, Rab Yosi, Rab Elazar ben Shemua. He gave smicha to those five Tanot. Rab Avya Moisef, Av Rab Nechem. There's even Nechem. Kivish Kiro, even Behem, when the Romans got wind of what happened, Omelem, he told them, Banai Rutsu. So Rab Yehuda ben Bava told his Talmidim, run away, quickly. Because Yechayev Misa, the Romans will kill you. You just got smicha. Amalei Rabbi Matei Olecha. If we run away and we leave you behind, what's going to be with you? Amalei Mareini Mutal Lefneim Ke'ev Che'en Lahoivchen. I'm like a stone, a big heavy stone that there's no way to turn. There's nothing I could do. Amru Leitzazu Misham, that before they had an opportunity to leave, they got a hold of Yudav Ben Bava. Pashtas, he was just old and he simply couldn't run. And Natsu by Shloish Meis Lun Biyo Yishal Barzel, 300 spears made out of Barzel Vasu. Kivra, they turned his body into a sieve. Either way, that's this brisa. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Bram, Zachar Oysa Yishla Toiv, V'Rav Yehuda Ben Bava Shemai. We have to have tremendous hakaras atoiv to Rav Yehuda Ben Bava. Why? Shil Molehu Nishtakhu Dinei Knossis Mishol. Incidentally, I saw the Ben Ishchai, and his Ben Yoyoda says, that why do we only have to have hakaras atoiv to Rav Yehuda Ben Bava? We have to have the same hakaras atoiv to the five Talmidim. Because the truth is that the Gzeru was Kolasoy Mechi Horeg, so just like this was a suicide mission for Yehuda ben Bava, it was a suicide mission for his five Talmidim. So he says, al derech pshat, maybe they were younger, they were more nimble, they were able to run away, as you see, kachava. Whereas Yehuda ben Bava knew that he's ke'evin she'en lahoivchen, he wasn't going to be able to run away. So it was only for Yehuda ben Bava that it was a suicide mission. That's why he gets a special shout out, that bram zachar oisoy ha'ish latoy. But either way, the point of the Gemara is that in order for someone to have smicha, he would have had to receive the smicha from someone who received the smicha, from someone else who received the smicha, going back to Yeshua ben Nun who received smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was worried that maybe this link was going to be cut off, and that's why he was moisa nefesh to make sure that there was going to be smicha. But what's the Gemara's kasha? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava seemed to have given smicha all by himself. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was the soimech. We just said it's a braisa, smicha b'shloisha. I thought you need three dayanim, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, achrina have about day. Really, there were two other people with him. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was so much greater than him. Now, the pashtus is that when you say that smichas b'shloisha, you need all three dayanim to be smuchen. That means the other two dayanim that were together with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava were probably pretty chashuv, because they also had to be smuchen. But compared to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, not, right? We just had the Gemara in Daf Yudbeis that they wanted to give the hesped on Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, high onav, high chosid, mitamidoi. Either way, that nishum could be, you have no raya that you could give smicha even by yourself. Aye, it's mashma that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava did give smicha by himself. No, there were two other people with him. V'haydolei chosid lu mishum kvoid that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Freak the Gemara, agat, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, samche. Did Rabbi Meir receive smicha from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava? He's one of the five Tanoim that I mentioned. Whoever thinks that Rabbi Meir didn't get smicha from Rabbi Akiva is making a mistake. That means Rabbi Akiva gave him smicha. Why do you have to get smicha again from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava? So the Gemara says, Samchi Rabbi Akiva v'loy kibli. Rabbi Akiva gave him smicha, but people didn't accept the smicha. Rashi says, Lefisha adayin hoya bachor. Nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva. But because Rabbi Meir was a bachor at the time that he received smicha from the great Rabbi Akiva, people didn't accept it. Samchi Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, then Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave him smicha, the kibla. It's interesting that, you know, we know a lot about Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. You see that Rabbi Akiva gave him smicha. Rabbi Meir was also a Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael. In fact, the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that Rabbi Meir learned by Rabbi Akiva and he couldn't understand Rabbi Akiva's shiurim, because Rabbi Akiva was a Iker Harim and the shiurim, they were too deep. It's like going to a Baruch Bershir. Couldn't understand it. It was too much. So Rabbi Meir left Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva He went to learn by Rabbi Yishmael. Rashi says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that what did he do by Rabbi Yishmael? He learned Bekiyas. He picked up a lot of Yediyas. Then he went back to Rabbi Akiva, and then he was able to understand Rabbi Akiva's Torah. We know that Rabbi Meir was also a Talmud of Elisha Bar Avua. Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of Acher. So he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. He was also a Talmud of Elisha Bar Avua. Who was Rabbi Meir's Shver? Rabbi Chananya ben Tradin. Rabbi Chananya ben Tradin, one of the Asar Ruge Malchus, was Rabbi Meir's father-in-law. Who was Rabbi Meir's grandfather? Nero. Nero and Kesar. It's mentioned in the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Right in the beginning of the story, when Bar Kamsa goes to the Roman Empire and he rattles on the Yidin, he tells them, Mardu b'cha Yehudai. So who at the time is the Roman Emperor? It's Nero. It's Nero Kesar. He goes and on his way to Yerushalayim, he sees a child and he tells him, Psoikli Psukech, right? Tell me what pasuk you learned. Incidentally, you know that the Vilna Gaon says that what's the makar to this idea of psoikli psukech? So it's related to what we spoke about on Daf Yudbeis. I don't remember if it was this morning or yesterday or last night, but it's related to what we spoke about on Daf Yudbeis because the Gemara says miyem shechara beis hamikdash nitlo nevuah min anaviim, and it was given to the chachamim, the shoytim, and the you were talking about the and the tinoikis. So you see that the tinoikis had a special koyach. The tinoikis had a special koyach of nevuah, and that's why they used to ask the tinoikis psoikli psukech. They would tell him psoikli psukech because they felt that there was an idea of nevuah. But either way, Nero Kesar gets afraid of what this child tells him. The Gemara says barach v'igayer. The Nothic Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir came from it. Incidentally, it's going to be Fridays. I don't know where we are anymore. This is Sunday's daf, but it's going to be, you're throwing me off, but it's going to be Friday's Raid Bite. So either way, but the that is, I'm all confused. That's Rabbi Meir. I'm Rabbi Shaul Ben Levi. Ain't smicha bechutz la'aretz. Again, today's Thursday. We're learning Sunday's daf, and this is going to be Friday's Raid Bite. You got it? Right. I'm Rabbi Shaul Ben Levi. Rabbi Shaul Ben Levi said, another halacha regarding smicha. Ain't smicha bechutz la'aretz. There's no smicha bechutz la'aretz. My ain't smicha. What does it mean? No smicha b'chutzaretz. Ile midalei dainy dinik nasis klab b'chutzaretz doesn't mean that a musmech can't do his thing in chutzlaretz. So, for example, in order to paskin dinei knosses, you have to be a musmech. Ain't smicha b'chutzaretz perhaps means that if you're a musmech, you can paskin dinei knosses in Eretz Yisrael, but you can't paskin dinei knosses b'chutzlaretz. But the Gemara says that's not true because for now we learned in the Mishnah, Sanhedrin neheges bein baretz bein b'chutzlaretz. The Sanhedrin was noyeg in Eretz Yisrael and in chutzlaretz. So madoch the Sanhedrin could do its thing in Chutz La'aretz. So certainly, a musmich, you could pass Gandine, Knossos in Chutz La'aretz. Ella, what it means is, Deloy Samchinam b'Chutz La'aretz. You couldn't physically give somebody smicha in Chutz La'aretz. Says the Gemara. Pshita, that's Pashit, based on what we just said, that ain't smicha b'Chutz La'aretz, that Soimchim b'Chutz La'aretz, if the Soimich, the one giving the smicha, is in Chutz La'aretz, v'nesmachim b'aretz, and the one receiving the smicha is in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't work. Because Ha'am Rinon, Deloy, you just said it doesn't work. Meaning, when we say smicha doesn't work in Chutz La'aretz, it certainly means that the soimich, the one giving the smicha, can't be in Chutz La'aretz. Elo soimchim ba'aretz v'nesmachim b'chutz la'aretz. What if the soimich, the one giving the smicha, is in Eretz Yisrael, but the one receiving the smicha is in Chutz La'aretz? Does it work or does it not work? Says the Gemara Toshmad. Rabbi Yochanan ben Mitzar led Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan was once bitzar over Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. Because Rabbi Yochanan wanted to give smicha to Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. But Rabbi Shimon bar Abba wasn't by him. He had no way to give him smicha. The Gemara says another story. Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud v'chad ime umana Rabbi Yonis ben Achmoy. Tami lo some say Rabbi Yonis ben Achmoy v'chad ime umana Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud. Chad havi gabayu, the one that was next to Rabbi Yochanan, somehow Rabbi Yochanan gave smicha to. V'chad lo havi gabayu, the one that wasn't by Rabbi Yochanan, lo somehow didn't give him smicha. What do you see from here? Why is this a tashma? You see that the nismach has to be together with the soimich. They have to be together. Otherwise, he can't give smicha. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't give smicha to certain talmidim that he thought were worthy of it because of the fact that they weren't there. But the point is, you have to be right there in order to get smicha. So if one is in Eretz Yisrael, one is in Chutz La'aretz, unless, like you said, it's in Rekem Cheger or something. So of course, the halacha is that it's not going to work. Rabbi Chinin never Rabbi Yishia. Have you come a shtakid? Rabbi Yochanan lemis smicha. Rabbi Chinin Rabbi Yishia. Rabbi were talmidim Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan wanted to give them both smicha, but they have a mistaya milsa. If some reason it never worked out, every time he was about to give them smicha, something happened, bang, he couldn't do it. Haven't come in star tuva. He felt really, really bad. Rabbi Yochanan did. He felt bad. These were his prized talmidim. They worked so hard. and he wants to give them smicha. Amrule, so they told him, Leinitzdarimar, Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, don't feel bad. The Anan midbeis Eli Kasina, because we come from the family of Eli. The Amar Rab Shmuel bar Nachman, Amar Rabbi Yenisa, Minayin Shenis Machal beis Eli. How do you know that someone from beis Eli can't get smicha? Shenemar, it's learned down from the following pasuk. It says, Lo yiyeh zokin beveischa kol hayomer. That there'll never be any old people that will descend from the family of Eli. Fake the Gemara. My zokin. Eli mezokin mamash. Doesn't mean literally. There'll never be a yid meta vasabud that's going to come from Beis Eli. Voksif. I don't need the pasuk to tell me that. Because it already says that kol marbis beisecha yamusu anoshim. Rashi says, kishabon lechlal anoshim ben shmoina esrei shana. That as soon as descendants of Eli's family are going to turn 18, they'll be bo lechlal anoshim. At that point already, they're going to die. So they're certainly never going to be old if they're going to die before the age of 18. Right? We know Abaya and Rava. Some have the Gersa Rabba. It's very controversial if it's Rava or Rabba. We spoke, I read about that years ago. Both came from the family of Eli. One lived 40 years, one lived 60 years. The one that learned Torah lived 40 years. The one that learned Torah was Isaac Gimilas Chasadim, lived 60 years. But really, there was a curse on Beis Eli that nobody would live past the age of 18. So the shaila is, why does the pasuk have to say, Lo yezokin beveischa kol hayomim? They're anyways going to die at 18. So says the Gemara, Eli, you know what zokin means? It means zesha kana chachma. It means smicha. Zok the Gemara, Rav Zeira have a mitamer l'misbechir. Rav Zeira did not want to get smicha. So his Rebbe wanted to give him smicha, and he was hiding. Why didn't he want smicha? Domer Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Loz said, Lo ilum havi kabel v'kayim. A person should go dark. V'kayim v'tichya, Rashi says. And he'll live, reading Rashi. Havi kabel ofel v'kayim v'tichya, and then you'll be able to live. But once a person starts receiving a lot of COVID, it can cause not such good things. Kivin, the Shamalan, the Rabbi Loz. But then he heard Rabbi Loz said, Ein adam oylu l'gdula elim kein moichlin lo yal kol avinoysa. That if a person's oylu l'gdula, he gets mechilas avinoys. Then, amtzilei anafshe, then already he wanted it. Kisam chul Rab Zeir, when they gave Rab Zeir a smicha, shol lehochi, people sang as follows. They sang the following niggin. Loik chal, v'loi strak, v'loi pirchas v'yalas chen. It's not makeup. These aren't the things. Not a nice suit, a nice tie. That's not what makes a person look good, but rather, what is it? It's his Torah. That's v'yalas chen. Sheker achim v'hevel ayoyfi. That type of idea. Kisam chul Rab Zeir. Kisam suchu the Rab Ami the Rav Asi. When they gave smicha to Rav Ami Rav Asi, shor lehachi, they sang a different niggun. Kol mindein and kol mindein smuchu lano. These are the types of people we should give smicha to. People like Rav Ami and Rav Asi. What type of people should we not give smicha to? Loi sis mechulano, loi mi sarmiten, v'loi mi sarmisen, v'amri lo, loi mi chamisen, v'loi mi tormisen. This is all part of the niggun. So what are these things? Sarmitzin, Rashi says, miloshen hafchonim, shemahafchin is tamei Torah. They mix up the tamei Torah. Sarmitin, Rashi says, loshen smartut, k'loimar she'ein noisten tan hogel devrem. A smartut is like a shmata. Incidentally, Rabbi Chanan in Kervis Mamorim says that what's this idea that a Rav shouldn't be a smartutz? He said there are certain kehilas that really they don't want a Rav. They have no interest in the Rav. They certainly don't want to grow from the Rav spiritually, but shul has to have a Rav. You have to have somebody that has to be a Rav. See, he said, what's a smartut? A smartut is something that really doesn't have value, but when you need it, you need it. It's something that you need sometimes to plug a hole, to serve a purpose. So the Rav shouldn't be a smartut. They withhold Tamei Torah. Rashi says, Rashi says he doesn't know what that is. But either way, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo, when he used to go from yeshiva to the Beit Kesar, Rabbi Avo, Ki Yodua, was very politically connected, and he used to spend time, obviously, in the Masifta, in yeshiva, but he also used to spend time in the Beit Kesar. Now, Rabbi Avo was very handsome. Rashi says, how handsome? He was Me'ein Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu. Rashi quotes the Gemara, Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Dalet. Shufrei de Rabbi Avo was Me'ein Shufrei de Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Avo used to go to Masifta Le Beit Kesar, Nofku Matruniso. The women would come out, the Beit Kesar, Umasharile, they would sing to him. Rabbi Da'ame, Schacham, Adbarno de Umsei, Butzino de Nahoira. That was a reference to his handsomeness, Brich Masyach Lishlam. Either way, it's interesting, by the way. Rashi says, Shufrei de Rabbi Avo, Me'ein Shufrei de Rabbi Yochanan. It's really a Pella. because we learned the Gemara together not so long ago, and we spoke at this Ha'ara then. That is, that it's true, Rabbi Yochanan was very handsome. But the Gemara over there, when it goes through the list of the very handsome Talmidim, doesn't mention Rabbi Yochanan. As a matter of fact, Gemara asks Akasha, why doesn't it mention Rabbi Yochanan? And the Gemara says he didn't have a beard. And being that he didn't have a beard, he's not included. But Rashi in three places in Shas, right here, Ksubas Yud Zayin and Brochas Abchof on the Rav. Rashi had the girso shufrei de Rabavo me'ein shufrei de Rabbi Yochanan. It's a pella because it's not just not the girso in the Gemara. There's a whole Gemara that discusses it. The Gemara asks Akasha, why don't you mention Rabbi Yochanan? The Gemara gives a teretz.
He didn't have a beard either.
What's that? Either way, that is the Gemara. So just a few ha'aris on this Gemara. Number one, the very beginning of the daf, we had an idea that Moshe Rabbeinu, although physically he was only one person, but he was shakul keneged ayin aleph. He was shakul keneged the entire Sanhedrin. Moshe Rabbeinu was shakul keneged the entire Sanhedrin. The Rambam in Hilchis Sanhedrin, Perek Dalid Halacha Aleph. Says the Rambam over there discusses the halachas of Smicha. Says the Rambam, Echad Bezden Agadol, Oy Sanhedri Kitana, Oy Bezden Shal Shloisha. If you want to be a member of the Bezden Agadol, or even of the Sanhedri Kitana, that was the Bezden Shal Chav Gimel, or you want to be a member of a regular Bezden Shal Shloisha, Tzricha Sheyir Kol Echad Mehem Samuch Mipi Samuch. You had to be a Musmich. You would have had to receive the smicha from someone who was a musmach, etc. Moshe Rabbeinu, samach Yeshua. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was the one that gave smicha to Yeshua. Says the Rambam, "V'chein hashivim skenim, Moshe Rabbeinu samchon, v'shiras aleihem shchina, v'oisen haskenim samchu l'acherim, v'acherim l'acherim." The nimtzu, this is the punchline, hasmuchim ish mi pi ish, ad beistinoi shel Yeshua, ad beistinoi shel Moshe Rabbeinu. That means any person that gets smicha today, he's tracing himself back to the bezdin of Yeshua Benon, who traces himself back to the bezdin of Moshe Rabbeinu. At the briskerov gefragt, and it's brought down in the stencils, griz ala Torah, parashas baloischa. The briskerov shtelled, what does it mean bezdinoi shel Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is bezdin. Now makes sense that Moshe Rabbeinu would have had a bezdin. But l'chura, why did Moshe Rabbeinu need a bezdin in order to give smicha to Yeshua Benot? It's true, smicha's b'shloisha. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself was shakul keneged ayin aleph. So if Moshe Rabbeinu himself was shakul ayin aleph, why does the Rambam say that the smicha of Yeshua Benot traced itself back to Beis Din Oishol Moshe Rabbeinu? L'chura, you didn't need Beis Din Oishol Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu himself was a fartig bezdin. The Rambam in Hilchas Melachim, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Ein Mamidin Melech Tchila, El Al Pi Bezin Shal Shivim Skenim Val Pi Navi. It's in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah, on the bottom of Dapez of an Aleph, says that in order to appoint the Melech, it had to be done Al Pi the Bezin Hagadol. Says the Rambam, how do I know that? Kish Yeshua, we learn it from Yeshua Binon, who was a Melech, Shemino Moshe Rabbeinu Beis Dino. Who gave, appointed Yeshua Binon as a Melech? Moshe Rabbeinu and his bezdin. Ukisho v'David shemino oisam shmuel ramos bezdin. At the briskerov gestelt is al b'shaylo. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu and his bezdin have to appoint Yeshua Benon as the Melech? L'chayr it's a Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu was shakul keneged ayin aleph. Incidentally, it's a Gemara here. You'd gimel amid beis. It's a Gemara later on the Aftei Zayin. It's a Gemara in a few places where Moshe Rabbeinu himself was the equivalent of the entire Sanhedrin Agadol. So why in the beginning of Hilchas Melachim, when the Rambam is discussing Minui Melech, does the Rambam say that Moshe and his Bezdin appoint Yeshua Benon as a Melech? And why does the Rambam beginning of the fourth parak in Hilchas Sanhedrin, when he discusses the laws of Smicha, and he says that you have to be a Samuch Ushmi Piyish, says the Rambam Smicha goes back to Moshe Beis Dinoi? L'chayr, Moshe himself was a fartig Bezdin. At the briskerov gezokt gevaldig v'ruyin advarim l'mishamra. He said it's true that Moshe Rabbeinu was shakul keneged ayin aleph, but that was only up until when Hashem told Moshe, Esfuli Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael. So until Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to gather 70 skenim, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was a bezdin. He was the Sanhedrin Agadol. But when Hashem told Moshe, Esfuli Shivim Ish, you know what Hashem was telling Moshe? That heretofore you yourself are not going to be the Sanhedrin. You're now going to be the Nasi. You'll be the Rosh of the Sanhedrin. But there's going to be Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael. That's the Makar the Mishnah brings on that phase of it out to the idea the Sanhedrin Agadol had to be made up of 70. So from here forward, now it's going to be Moshe Beis Dinoi. That happened in Parshas Baal Loischa. When did Moshe give smicha to Yeshua Benon? When did he appoint him as a melech? That was in Parshas Pinchas. That happened afterwards. At that point, Moshe wasn't a bezdin anymore. That's why it's Moshe Beis Dinoi. L'shoynei Azov Shal HaRambam, Moshe takin needed his bezdin. Because at that point, Moshe himself wasn't shakul keneged ayin aleph. That's the first aura. The second aura And is that we had the Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan had two Talmidim, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Hoshea, and have a Kamishtakid Rabbi Yochanan Mismichino. Rabbi Yochanan really wanted to give them smicha, but for whatever reason, they have a Mestaya Milsa, it wasn't working out, and have a Kamitztar Tuva, he felt really bad about it. And they told him, don't feel bad, we come from Beis Eli, and nobody from Beis Eli can get smicha. How do you know that? Because the Pasuk says, Kol Marbis Beischa Yamuso Anoshim, that once somebody turns 18 years old, Rashi said, from Beis Eli, he's going to die. So why does the Pasuk have to say, well, if people are going to die when they turn 18, then naturally they're not going to be Zakenim. The Teretz is, well, Yir Zakin doesn't mean literally Zakin, Ela Smicha. So there was a special klola for the descendants of Beis Eli that they can never become Usmachim. So don't feel bad, Rabbi Yochanan. It's our fault. It has nothing to do with you. We come from Beis Eli, and it's for that reason we can't get Smicha. Now, this idea that Rashi says, Kol Marbis Beis Chaya Musu Anoshim means when they turn 18, that's Rashi's Chiddush. Really, it's not a first in the Pesukim that it means 18. And if you look in Rashi, on Nach, on that Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Rashi doesn't say it over there, the Rishonim don't speak it out. This is Rashi's patent. It's Rashi's Chiddush. But I saw a beautiful aura. It's beautiful in the sense that you see the tremendous Bekiyas of the Baal Margolis Ayom. Hashtag Ilfa. But the Baal Margolis Ayom. And that is, he says, that Rashi teached, Kol marbis beischa yamusu anoshim. What's the taich of anoshim? Kishabayim lechlal anoshim ben shmoyne esrei shana. He says, where did Rashi get that from? That a person becomes an ish. He becomes fully mature. He's mivugar when he turns 18 years old. So says the Margolis Yam, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun. Hey, we spoke about Katan part 1, part 2, and part 3. It's smack in the middle of that sugya. The Gemara says, Itmar Katan Me'imesai Moichab Nechse Yaviv. There was a very special halacha, and that is that if somebody yarshins karka from his father up until a certain age, even after he's a gadol, he's not allowed to sell it. There was a special halacha, he wasn't allowed to sell. So says the Braisa, okay, we know that there are limitations. What are the limitations? It's a machlokes. Rav Omer Rav Nachman. Rav said in the name Rav Nachman ben Shmoy Nasre Shonov when he turns 18 years old. Rav Huna Bar Chinuno Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Chinuno said in the name Rav Nachman ben Esrim Shonov. Zokti Margolis Ayam. He thinks that Rashi is going according to Rav Omer Rav Nachman, who said ben Shmoy Nasre Shonov, that you see that the final stage of the maturation process of a person is when he turns 18 years old. You could sell metaltlin when you're the age of puta. You become chayim mitzvahs when you turn 13. To sell karka that you yarshin from your father, that you have to be already older. How much older? According to one man, domer 18. Vaistais 18 is when you become a full-fledged ish. He says it's yitochin that this gemara over here, Bava Basra, kufnon heyam and aleph, is the makar to Rashi. That Rashi said that what does it mean? Mishigiyu b'chal anoshim. It means when he turns 18 years old. But here's the punchline. He asks a gefal de gehar, and this is what it means. Hafeichba vafeichba de kulaba. How these Talmidei Chachamim were able to see every single word, every single ice. Who else could be mechavin to this? So listen to what he says. He says that he has a kasha, because we all know the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis. When I say we all, we all know this Gemara, where the Gemara says that even though a Kaddish person becomes bar mitzvah when he turns 13 years old, but midinei shemayim Hashem doesn't punish a person until he turns 20. And the makar is the Gemara, even though the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva that there's no makar. Really, there is a makar. It's a kasha on the Chassam Sofer, but the makar is a Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara tells a story that loss of love, Hashem is going to want to punish Klal Yisrael. He's not going to want to bring the Geula. Avraham, Yaakov, finally Yitzchak's going to plea bargain with Hashem. We'll split it 20, and he says for the first 20 years of a person's life, a person anyways doesn't get punished what he does. That's the makar. That's the makar. Now says the Margolis Hayam something that we were mechavin to when we learned Bava Basra, and that is that this idea that you see a person doesn't become a bar unchin midinei shemayim until he turns 20 is probably totally in this Gemara over here, Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Hey. Meaning you see this amanda amra that when does a person fully develop? When does he become a full fledged gadol? According to one man, the Omar, when he turns 18. According to another man, the Omar, when he turns 20. That's when he could sell the karka that he yarshin from his father. It's ma'od matim with this idea. You see that even with regards to mitzvahs, this concept that you don't fully become a chuyiv in mitzvahs because you don't become a bar unche medine shemayim until you turn 20 years old. But he said, if that's the case, I have a problem. Why? Because who is The man da Amar in this Gemara right here, who darshan this pasuk va'yizakim beveischa kol ayomim kol marbis beischa yemusu anoshim. It was Amar Rab Shmuel bar Nachman, Amar Rab Yechina. And who said this Gemara in Masechta Shabbos da peites on the days? Who was the one that told the story? This is the rest of the story. Who's the Baal Memra in that classic Gemara that we always say over with Yitzchak Avinu, who's negotiating with Hashem? It's Amar Rab Shmuel bar Nachman and Rabbi Yenison. Now here it says Amar Rab Shmuel bar Nachman. There it says Amar Rab Shmuel bar Nachmani. And just to be sure, I checked in to say that Adair is the same person. Sometimes he was known as bar Nachman, and sometimes he was known as bar Nachmani. But either way, so freak the Margolis Hayam Oibazoyah Chabastiro, because Rashi's being Mefarish a Memra from Rab Shmuel bar Nachmani over here in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Yudal. And he says that when does a child become fully mevugar? That's when he turns 18 years old. Mistom, it's based on the first man, the Amr Bava Basar Kufnun Hamad Aleph. The problem is Chab Nacha Gemara, having Gemara and Shabbos, pay test on the base. And that's also Rab Shmuel Bar Nachman, in the same of the name of the same Rabbi Yonason. And he's the one that said that you don't become a Bar Unshim Adin Shemaim until you turn 20. Who's he going according to? It's Mistabra, the second man, the Amr, the Gemara Masechta Bava Basar Daf Kufnun Hamad Aleph. Either way, that's his kasha on Rashi. That how could Rashi be mefarish according to the first man? The Amar, it's toch Rab Shmuel bar Nachmani. And Rashi should have known that Rab Shmuel bar Nachmani holds like the second man, the Amar, Baba Basra. How do I know that? Because that's that Maimer HaKadosh. Who's the one that said it? It's Rab Shmuel bar Nachmani. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Either way, that's the second Ara. The third Ara, and this is also from the Margolis Hayam, and that is a beautiful thing. So the Gemara says that Rab Zera was trying to avoid smicha. He didn't want to get smicha. He didn't want to get involved in rabbanis. He heard bad things about people that he didn't want to become a rav. But then he heard something Rabbi Elazar said, that ein adam oyla legdula elim kei moichlin loy al kol avinoisa. When he heard that, he ran for it. Then he said, I want mechilas avinus. This is definitely something that I want. The Margolis Hayam brings from a tshuva from Rav Haigoyen. This goes back to the Goyim. He said as follows. It says in Parashas Kedoshim, "Mipnei seva takum, va'adarta pnei zaken, v'yoreisa me'alekecha ani Hashem." Mipnei seva takum, va'adarta pnei zaken. Give kovet to a rav, to an older person. The very next pasuk is v'chiyagur itcha ger ba'artzachem. The Torah tells me Allah about a ger. Said Rav Hai Goyin in a tshuva, Ma in Yitzshmita Eitzel Har Sinai. What's the connection between Mipnei Seva Takum and V'chiyogur Yitcha Ger? So he said that we know that Ger Shen is Gayer, is Kekotin Shenoy L'dami. When somebody becomes a Rav, he becomes a Zokin, Mipnei Seva Takum, V'adart Mipnei Zokin, he's also Kekotin Shenoy L'dami. And that's Pshat in the Gemara, in the Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yudal Amud Aleph, Ein Adam Oilu L'Gdula, Elam Kein Nimchu Loi Kol Avi Noisav, because when a person becomes a Rav, he gets a clean slate. He's just like the Ger. That's Kekotin Shenoy L'dami. The Rav is Kekotin Shenoy L'dami. And that's why in the Torah they're next to each other. Mipnei Seva Takum, V'adart Mipnei Zokin, the very next pasuk is V'chiyogur Itcha Ger Ba'ar. But listen to what he says. This is Ga'onis from the Baal Margolis Hayam. He says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Omar Rava, Ach Shkachtino L'Sabi De Pumpadisa. I once met the elders of Pumpadisa. Zok Rashi, according to Gemara, Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that who were the Sabi De Pumpadisa? Rav Yehuda V'Rav Eina. Rav Yehuda and Rav Eina. That means when Rava said that he once met the Sabi the Pumpadisa, what Rava was saying was that he once met Rav Yehuda and he once met Rav Eina. So the Maloi HaRoyim in his Agoyis on this Gemara asks a Pella de Gekash. Yes, that the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, Kishameis Rabbi Akiva Noilad Rabbi. When Rabbi Akiva died, Rabbi was born. Kishameis Rabbi Noilad Rav Yehuda. When Rabbi died, Rabbi Yehuda was born. Kishameis Rav Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda died, Noilad Rava. Rava was born. Kishameis Rava, when Rava died, Noilad Ravashi. Ravashi was born. L'lamedcho she'ein tzadik niftem in o'ilam ad she'nifro tzadik ha'moysoi. So break the Maloi HaRoyim. The Gemara says over here, Mefurish HaMasechtis, Kedushin, that Kishameis Rav Yehuda, Noilad Rava. Then when was Rava born? He was born exactly when Rav Yehuda died. So how could Rava have said, Ashkach tiro l'sabi de Pumpadisa? And who would the Sabi de Pumpadisa says, Rashi? It was Rav Yehuda and Rav Eina. He couldn't have met Rav Yehuda because Kishameis Rav Yehuda, Noilad Rava. They literally were born and died on the same day. It's not possible for him to have met him. The emes is, the Rambam, when he goes through the Messiah of the Torah, so the Rambam says that Rava was the Gadol Hadar, and after Rava, his Talmud, Rav Ashi, took over, and he became the Gadol. And Maksha Ma'ilam, it also doesn't stem with this Gemara, because the Gemara says, Kishemes Rava, Noilid Rav Ashi. So how could Rav Ashi have been a Talmud of Rava? So this whole Gemara is a Pella in light of historical context. Kishemes Rav Yehuda, Noilid Rava, doesn't stem with this Gemara, Psach and Kufi Zayin Amid Beis. And Kishemes Rava, Noilid Rav Ashi, doesn't stem with the Rambam's Messiah, where the Rambam says Rav Ashi was a Talmud of Rava. Zokta Magola Sayam, what does it mean, Noilid? So Pashi mean Noilid, I mean he was born. Says, no, that's not what it means. You know what Noilid means? Because Ein Adam Oilu L'Gdula Elam Kein Nimchulei HaKalavi Noisav. And Rav Haigoin said in a tshuva, what's the beer? Because Gersh and Eskayer Kikoton Shenoilad Dami. And that's the Smichos of Ibn Seva talking about that Ibn Zokin V'chiyogur Itcha Ger. So Zok to Gemara Gevaldik. Kishemeis Rav Yehuda Noilad Rava. Rava was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was the God of Adar. You know what happened when Rav Yehuda died? Rava was Noilad. He was Oilu L'Gdula. He became the God of Adar. Noilad Rava. He was Kikon Shenoiladami. Rav Ashi was a Talmud of Rava. And a Chinami. But like the Rambam says in his Mesiris HaTorah, who took over after Rava died? Rav Ashi did. It's Kishemes Rava Noilad Rav Ashi. Because Gershen Eskayer Kikon Shenoiladami. That is the third aura. Should we do a fourth aura?
Yeah.
The fourth aura is, and this is something that the fourth aura, and this is something that was spoken about, but Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, and if you don't speak about it now, then it's really, what's that? You going back to read us? Yeah. And that is that it's Yadua that the Rambam, in the end of the fourth parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin, it's Hilchos Sanhedrin, parak Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph, says the Rambam, Nirin Li Hadvar, that even though the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Daf Yud Dalet Amid Aleph, and even though the Rambam himself spoke it out in the beginning of parak Dalet and Hilchos Sanhedrin, that in order for somebody to have smicha, he would have had to receive the smicha from someone else who received the smicha, from someone else who received the smicha, all the way back to Beis Dinoi, but nearly advarim says the Rambam that it's possible that there's another way for a person to get smicha. That is, miskimu kol chachamim shebaretz Yisrael. That if all the chachamim in Eretz Yisrael would agree, limnois dayonim v'lismichaisam to appoint dayonim and to give them smicha, hare elu smuchim. They have become smuchim. V'yeshlam lodun dine knosis. V'yeshlam lismachachem. They become full-fledged smuchim. They could paskin dine knosis, and they could even give other people smicha. Says the Rambam, really, if it's so possible to get smicha, meaning you don't have to have it. Ishmi piyish. Imke lama hayu chachamim mitzaren ala smicha. And probably what he's referring to is this Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was meisa nefesh, literally, to give smicha. So why were they so mitzaren? The reason was kedei shelo yivat. The fee, she Yisrael mefuzarim, because Klal Yisrael has spread out. The ef she yaskimu kulam, and it's very difficult to get all the chachamim to agree. Mean nearly advarim she miskimu kol chachamim she Eretz Yisrael. See, right? If the chachamim were confident that they'd always be able to get all the chachamim together to have this heskim, then maybe they wouldn't have been meisa nefesh. But the reality is Yisrael mefuzarim fi efshe sheyaskimu kulam. Says the Rambam, v'm hoyesham samoch mipi samoch ene tzarech taskulal elodon din eknosos lechol shari nisvach mibezen. And then the Rambam concluded v'hadover tzarech echra. That stating that, I'm not 1,000% sure. Now it's interesting that this Rambam said this chiddush in his Pirush Mishnayos as well. We always say that some of the biggest chiddushim that the Rambam said, he repeated in his Sfarim. He said in the Yad Chazaka, Pirush Mishnayos, some of them he even repeated in his Meir Nevoichim. But either way, this is something that the Rambam says in his Pirush Mishnayos as well, right here, on this halacha of smicha that we just learned. The yearly first parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. Ki kishetia haskomim mikol ha-chachomim va-talmidim lahakdim aleim ishmanai yeshiva. If all the chachomim and the talmidim are going to agree about a certain person, v'yasimu oisal roish, they want to make him into a roish. U'bevad she'ez of Eretz Yisrael, as long as it's in Eretz Yisrael, hine ho isha hu tiskayim lo ya-yeshiva, v'yiyas somuch, he becomes a somuch, v'yismaychu achakein. And you can go give other people smich. Says the Rambam, because if you're not going to agree with that, and you're going to tell me that this doesn't work, it's almost impossible. It's the Rambam looking into his crystal ball, saying that there would always be someone that got smicha from someone that got smicha going back to Beis Din Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam says there always has to be a musmach. He says, you know why? Because the pasuk says that Hashem promised, Now, before Mashiach comes, the pasuk says, "There's going to be a bezdin of smuchin." So, where are they going to be smuchin before Mashiach comes? Freak the Rambam. It must be that it's possible to get smicha even if it's not ishmi piyish. So, the Rambam said his chiddush in Yad Chazaka. He said his chiddush here in Pirush Hamishnayos. What's the chiddush? That if all the chachamim agree, they unanimously vote that a certain person should be a musmich, that would make this person into a musmich. Now, when did this become halacha l'maisa? There was a tremendous controversy in the early 16th century, and this was after the Maranos, the Yidden that outwardly accepted Christianity because they were afraid to be killed during the Inquisition, but inwardly they were really Yidden. And after many years of acting like Neutrim, eating chametz on Pesach, not fasting Yom Kippur, doing things that they really didn't want to do. They had terrible charata. They realized they were over chayvei krisos and they needed a kapara. They wanted to do something. So they sent a delegation to the Mari Beirav, who was the Rav in Tzfas at the time, and they asked him, Ula yesh kapara, there has to be something for us. What can we possibly do? And the Mari Beirav was mahapich beschusam, and he came up with an unbelievable idea. He said that we know that anyone that doesn't have air for which yechayv karis, if he would get Malkus, he'd be potter from Karas. The same people that are Chayve Krisus are the Elohim Aloikim mentioned in the third paragraph of Masechtas Malkus. So he said, I have an idea. Let's give you Malkus. If you get Malkus Arbam, you're going to be potter from your Karas. The problem is, in order to give Malkus, you need a Bezin Shal Shloisho, and the Bezin has to be Smuchin. And we don't have a Samuch Ishmi Piyish. But the Maribei Rav said, I have an Eitzah. This Rambam. The Rambam said that if all the Chachamim will be Maskim, they're all going to agree to make somebody into a Samuch, it's considered a real Smicha. He could pass Kedine Knossis, he'd be able to give Malkus. And the Maribei Rav began lobbying the Gedolim in his time, the Beis Yosef, all the Gedolim Yisrael that lived in his time, trying to get them to come on board to nominate somebody that he should be the musmich. He'll give other people smicha, they'll have a bezin shal shloisha, they'll be able to give malchus. The Maisa, he was the one that was nominated, the Maribei Rav himself, and he put together a bezin and they were going to give malchus. As you would expect, this caused a tremendous uproar. Specifically, there were two people that were loichem very strongly against it. The first was the Maralbach. He was the Rav in Yerushalayim at the time. And he wrote letters to the Maribei Rav, and he told him that I disagree with what you're doing. The other one was the Radvaz. The Radvaz was a Rav in Egypt at the time, and he too wrote shuvas about this, and he completely disagreed. And if you take a look at the Radvaz, right here, on his Pirish, on the Rambam and Yad Chazaka, he brings a little bit of a sikum on some of the tainas that were posed to the Maribei Rav for his Eitzah. And just to mention a few, he says, number one, the Rambam himself at the end said, V'adover tzarech echra. The Rambam himself wasn't sure. So, Nochalo Maisis, he said, Adover tzarech echra. The Maribei Rav's counter-argument was that he said that in the Yad Chazaka, but he didn't say it in the Pirish HaMishnayis. In Pirish HaMishnayis, he didn't say, V'adover tzarech echra. So he wasn't so sure that the Rambam's addendum of Adovet Tzarech Echra and Yad Chazaka necessarily was checkmate, that meant that the Rambam never agreed to this. But the Maralbach said, I have another taina. The Rambam's lashon was, Nirli Advarim Shemiskimu Kol HaChachamim Sheberetz Yisrael. You need every single Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. Kol HaChachamim Sheberetz Yisrael. You don't have all the Chachamim. V'horaya, I don't agree. And I'm the Rav in Yerushalayim. So if I'm opposed, you don't have Kol HaChachamim. If you don't have Kol HaChachamim, you can't do it. Maribei Rav argued that maybe it's Rumei Kekulai. It means you have to literally have everyone. Maybe Rav would be enough. But he continued. He said, the Rambam said, "Imkein lama hoyu HaChachamim mitstarim ala smicha, kidei shelo yivatul dine knosses miYisrael." His answer was, "Lefi sheYisrael mefuzorim." Because they're spread out. So what does spread out have to do with anything? So what, they're spread out? Go around, take a vote, send shluchim around Eretz Yisrael, take votes, tallies, and you'll have it. So he said that I think the Rambam held that you all have to be in the same room. They have to be in one knesiyah gedolo. They have to be together. And that's something that you certainly don't have. And then he said, the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos that there has to be a samuch before Mashiach comes, because the pasuk says, Vashiva sheftayich v'arishayna. He says, maybe Eliyahu HaNavi, who we know is going to come, lifnei bo yoy ma'agod of anayra, he's going to come before Mashiach comes. He's a samuch, so he'll be able to give smicha. Then he said, maybe the Bnei Ruvain are going to reveal themselves, and maybe they do have smuch and ishmi piyish, going back to Beis Dina Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. So he said, I'm not so nispar from the time of the Rambam. And then he said, "V'oy the Ramban Mefurish argued with this Rambam." So he said, "The way I see it, it's a vade Ramban, and it's a Sufik Rambam, because the Rambam himself said, Adavit Sarachechra, and there's no way in the world that you can rely, there's no way in the world that you can rely on a Sufik Rambam, then what can we have a Vade Ramban? And it's for that reason the Maralbach opposed it. Lemaisa, the Velt says that the Meribei Rav went along with it, and he himself became a Musmech. After he became the Musmech based on this Rambam, he gave Smicha to two people, the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. The Mabit gave smicha to the Alshech gave smicha to Reb Chaim Vital. So there was this group of Yidden that had smicha, and it traced itself back to this Rambam that's in Pirush HaMishnah, his writer in our Suya, and the Rambam says it in his Yad Chazaka, Perek Dal al Yochel Aval. But Ein Beis Medrash B'lo Chiddush. And I just wanted to add one thing, and that is that it all began with the Maranos. The Maranos felt that they were Eivei Chayvei Krisos, and they wanted Kapara. So what was the Eitzah? What are you going to get for Kapara? The Eitzah was, you're going to get Malkus. If you get Malkus, the Eloi and Aloike, that the same people that are Chayv Karas, if you give Malkus, everything is going to be fine. And what came to mind is the famous tshuva of the Neidah B'Yehuda. It's an Eir Chayim Madura Kama Simen Lamed Hei. So there's two parts to the Neidah B'Yehuda's tshuva. The first part of the tshuva, he talks about a person who was a Talmud Chacham, but apparently he was Nichshal Be'eshes Ish, but not just with any Eshes Ish, it was with his mother-in-law. And this Aveira took place on a consistent basis over a 3-year period. And in the Shaila to the Neid of Yehudi, he tells him that he's about tshuva. He sits and learns the whole day. Chatosi negdisam, and he feels terrible about what happened. But at the same time, this is weighing on him. And there's one issue. He never told his father-in-law what happened. He doesn't know, which means that his father-in-law is living with his mother-in-law, Be'isser. Because an Eishes Ish, that's Mezaneh Be'rotzen, becomes also Lebailo. Then he wanted to know, does he have to tell or does he not have to tell? Why should he have to tell? Because they're living Be'isser. Why should he not? So he made the argument that there's going to be tremendous busha, and the argument was that God will cover Abriyos. Shedoicha loisase shabatayra, and the cover Abriyos that's going to come about from this is going to be horrible, and it's for that reason he argued that maybe he shouldn't have to tell. Lemaisa Nedbiyuda spends a half a tshuva. I mean, there's a lot of prime real estate in Madura Kamla of Noida Yehuda trying to help this Yid maybe come up with an Eitzah for him not to have to tell his father-in-law. Lemaisa, he had no Eitzah of him. He told him, you want to do tshuva, there's nothing to talk about, you're going to have to tell him. But then there's the second part of the tshuva. The second part of the tshuva is where the Shoyl tells the Noida Yehuda, he says that Lemaisa, he's very worried. After 120, he's going to have to give Din B'Cheshvan for the Chet of Eishes Ish over a 3-year period. And he feels terrible about what happened. And he asked the Noida B'Yehuda if he can help him do tshuva. So, we all know what tshuva is, but he wanted to do a tshuva Samishkol, Segufim, Gilgul Sheleg. So, you know, back in the day, these weren't so uncommon practices. So he asked the Noida B'Yehuda, maybe he could assist him with it. So if you go through the end of the Noida B'Yehuda, it's the last 2 or 3 pages of the tshuva, he says, Dvar Nuflam. I'll just read to you some excerpts inside. Vine, Ma shebikesh malosem imeni, l'sadil about tshuva zeh tshuva l'avoyinai. Right, you're asking me to help you. You want me to write up a prescription, a diet. This is what you should do. This is what you shouldn't do. V'hisker, he mentioned, shehu adam chalush ma'oid, v'la yizbal koshi hatanese v'sigufim. Gam Hisker, he also mentioned, the flois mas modas limudai. He learned teire yoyma v'layl, v'enoi soch sicha b'teila klal, v'enoi shoychiv b'mita klal. Hine, I want you to know, says the Neid B'Yehuda, you're asking me something that's very, very difficult for me to answer. And something that I don't usually answer. The reason is because I don't like talking about things. Something I can't find before is somewhere in Gemara. Something that's before is in Paiskim. Kiloi matzino b'chola Talmud. Misparatayniyis yomim charutz and v'ksuvin chol chet v'ashmik. You don't find anywhere in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't talk about it. The Paiskim don't talk about it. So this idea that people discuss, that you do this aveira, you have to roll in the snow, you have to do this, you have to do that, it's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. And being that it's not mentioned in the Gemara, it's something that I'm not comfortable talking about. And he says, the emes says, I've seen many svarim, sifrei musar, vachuvas, herichu bezeh, but v'roiv devreim benuyim al svaris kreisiyos b'li shayrish. For the most part, everything that they say are boich svaris. V'sefer echa nishan al chaveri b'li yisayikal. One person wrote what he saw in another sefer, who wrote what he saw in another sefer, and there's no makar, there's no shayrish to any of this. It's not beforish in the Gemara anymore. So he says, I don't know what you want from me. You want me to start making things up? I mean, and then he says, you know, you're telling me that you're Talmud Chacham, you sit and learn Yom HaValayim, Shaila. You have access to the same Svarim that I have. So why don't you just open up your Svarim? This is what he writes. And he says, take a look and see what you find. Your guess is as good as mine. At the end of the day, he writes, in Darki La'ayim B'Svarim Alalu, Rak Tzasa Nizoychem Yaldusi. He says, I don't even look in these Svarim. Even when I'm telling you now, I just remember from when I was a child. The bottom line is, it's something that he doesn't want to really get involved in. But then the Rebbe Yehuda says something beautiful. He says, Elosh Oymerani, I want you to know that Kol Zeh, that really, I think your question would have merit if fasting was really important. Meaning, if fasting, sigufim, was an integral part of tshuva, I would take this maybe a little bit more seriously. You should realize that fasting is a double tuffle. The ikar tshuva here, you want to know what tshuva really is? Aziva sachet, vidui dvarim b'leiv nishbar, charota b'leiv shalom, hiskarvus v'slauv, lehoi v'saboire, v'hainu tshuva, sheyoshev ala Hashem v'yirachameyu v'yoshev el Hashem haynu sheyidbak boy avol shar dvarim, everything else, tainus v'sigufim einon ikrin, it's nothing, you don't have to worry about that, it's tuffle, it's secondary, it's not the important part of tshuva. So what you're asking me is really not the important part, and it's for that reason I'm not getting really going to get involved. And then the Rebbe says something gevaldik. He says that the emes is that you find that once upon a time when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a Beis Din. So if somebody was over a loisaseh, they'd give him malchus. If you did an avero that for which you Misa, they were given Misa's Bezdin. Says the Rebbe Yehuda, it's pasha to me, that if somebody did an Aver for which he's Chayiv Malkus, and then afterwards he did Tshuva, he wouldn't be Chayiv Malkus. Really, Bezdin would have no right to give him Malkus. They would have no right to. He says, imagine Adam come and they say, 20 years ago we saw somebody eat Malkus. Since then, there were 20 Yom Kippurs. We know this person did Tshuva. Really, Bezdin should not have the authority to give him Malkus. He doesn't need the Malkus. What's the point in the Malkus? He already got Kapara. He did Tshuva. Tshuva is what's Mechaper. It's not the Malkus that's Mechaper. It's the Tshuva that's Mechaper. Why then does he give Malkus? The reason he gives Malkus is because there has to be law and order. There has to be Din V'cheshbon. Because it's Xeris HaKosav. That if you're over Allah, say, as a deterrent to scare people moving forward, we give you Malkus. But really, is it Malkus? It's really not Malkus. Really, what it's about is Tshuva. The emes is, the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, and this I'm adding, the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, that once upon a time when there was a Beis HaMikdash, so if you brought a carbon for an Avera that you chayv a carbon, if you got Malkus, you got Mias Bezdin. So the Rambam says that it all worked only if you did Tshuva. But if a person didn't do Tshuva, it didn't work. You could bring carbonis from Ein Pizmargin, you could get Malkus, you could get Mises Bezdin without Tshuva, it didn't work. Stating that, the Rambam says, that Bezman she'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim, ve'en lonu Mizbeach Kapora, in Shom Ela Tshuva. Now, there's no Beis HaMikdash, all you have to do is Tshuva. So we once spoke this out, I think. The Mabit in his Beis HaLikim says, if you think about it, it's actually more difficult to get Kapara when there was a Beis HaMikdash than it is now. He said, because now, all you have to do is Tshuva. Once upon a time, you anyways had to do Tshuva, plus you had to get your Kapara. But really, the point is, how do you understand it? That once upon a time, you had to get Malkus, you needed Mises Bezdin, there was a whole Seder Kapara, and you had to do Tshuva, and now Tshuva works without that. The terrace is, it's made to be Yehuda. The Tshuva is always the Iker. The reason there's Oinchen, the reason there's Karbono is that so there should be law and order in the land. But the Iker is not that. The Iker is, the point is that you see, going back to the Maranos, they wanted Malkus. They felt they needed Malkus in order for them to get Kapara. But the truth is they didn't need Malkus. Like the Nebi Yehuda said in the Tshuva, the Iker is Tshuva. Even Bezman Shem Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim, you didn't need Malkus. Because if you got Malkus and you didn't do Tshuva, the Malkus didn't work. And if you did Tshuva and you didn't get Malkus, you anyways didn't have the Avera. To have law and order, there had to be a halacha that you do this Avera, you have this punishment, you have this penalty, you have this knas, you have this Malkus. But really, it was never about the Malkus. It was never about the Malkus. L'chura, you can argue that the Maranos were good, but as long as they did Tshuva, either way, on that note, Zokta Gemara Vaita, Arifas Egla B'Shloisha. So the Mishnah said that Egla Arufa, it's a machloikis, how many dayanim you needed for that to oversee it. According to Rab Shimon, it's three. According to Rab Yehuda, it's five. Tan Rabba, Nabi Yotsu, Skeinecho, Shoftecho, Skeinecho, Shtayim, Shoftecho, Shnayim, Vein Bezdin, Shokul, Maisif, and Aleim, Ayurd, Echad, Harikan, Shloish. So the Pasuk says regarding Egla Rufa, the Yotsu, Skeinecho, the Shoftecho, Umadatu Elo Orim, Ashesviva is oil. So we're referring to the Dayanim, they're going to go out, they're going to do the Egla Rufa. So Skeinecha Zaloshen Rabim, that's two. Shoftecha Zaloshen Rabim, that's another two. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Skeinecha, Shoftecha, 2 plus 2, you can never have an even number, it has to be odd, you can end up having 5. Rabbi Shimon says, we darshan Skeinecha, but we don't darshan Shoftecha. Says the Gemara, For Rav Shimon, hay shevtecha may avelay. Why does Rav Shimon darshan skeinecha, but he doesn't darshan shevtecha? Umibayle the miuchadin shevtecha. Because he needs it to teach me halacha. It's not extra to teach me shevtecha another two dayanim, but rather I need it to define the dayanim. What type of dayanim? Miuchadim shevtecha. They had to be members of the Sanhedrin Agadol. If they weren't members of the Sanhedrin, you didn't need the whole Sanhedrin Agadol, either three or five. But you needed that the three should be members of the Sanhedrin Agadol. And how do I know that? From the word shevtecha. Thus, shevtecha is not extra to teach me another two dayan. Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know that they had to be members of the Sanhedrin Agadol? Mi ziknei skenecha nafka. It could have said ziknei. Why did it say skenecha? So I learned two things from there. I learned two dayanim, and I also learned they have to be miuchadim. Rab Shimon. So why does Rab Shimon need shevtecha to tell me miuchadim? Why doesn't he darshan ziknei skenecha? Imi ziknei, because had it only said ziknei, have I mean I would have thought ziknei ashuk. Kasev rachman is skenecha. I need skenecha to tell me that it doesn't just mean two alti yidin. It means talmid chacham. But v'ikiv skenecha, had it only said skenecha, have I mean a sanhedrin ketana? Maybe they're members of Beis Din, even a sanhedrin ketana. Kasev rachman v'shevtecha miuchadim. Shebishoif Techa, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who learns everything from Ziknei Skenecha, thus Sheif Techa is extra to teach me five rather than three Dayanim. Gomar Ziknei Ziknei Vivisamchu Ziknei Edo. Rabbi Yehuda learned it from Gzeira Shav, meaning he didn't need the Shavtecha to teach me Miuchadim, to teach me members of the Sanhedrin, but rather he learned it Gzeira Shav, Ziknei Ziknei, from the mitzvah of Smicha Skena by the Parhelim Dover Shal Tzibur. And just like over there, they had to be members of the Sanhedrin, so too the members of the Dayanim of the Egla Rufa also had to be members of the Sanhedrin. Freit the Gemara, Iyalef, Leil of Kulam Ehasam. If you're telling me that we have a new Gzeira Shava, we can learn the parish of Egla Rufa from the parish of Smichas Kenim, with regards to which halacha, with regards to the halacha, they have to be miyuchadim. That's why Rabbi Yehuda didn't need the Shev Techa to tell me miyuchadim. They had to be members of the Sanhedrin. I go, because I learned it from Baruch Damashal Tzibur. So why don't we learn everything from there? What does it mean, learn out everything from there? Says Rashi, just like there, you needed five dayanim. Here, two five dayanim. So why Rabbi Yehuda, who holds you need five dayanim for Egla Rufa, needs Skeinecha and Shevtecha in the first place? Once it says Skeinecha, I have Gzeira Shava to Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur, and just like there it's five, so too it's five over here. So the Gemara says, you're right, checkmate. It must be the Gzeira Shava is not a real Gzeira Shava. So again, if it's not a Gzeira Shava, how does Rabbi Yehuda know Miuchadim Shebe'eda? Again, Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how many dayanim do you need for the Beis Din that oversaw Egla Rufa? Five. According to Rabbi Shimon, three. Why five according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Yatsu Skeinecha. The Shevtech. Skeinech is two. Shevtech is two. It can never be an even number. It has to be five. Rab Shimon said, Skeinech can't be an even number. Thus, three. Why don't you darshan Shevtech? Another two should have to be five. Because I need Shevtech to tell me Miuchadim. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that you need Miuchadim? Vav v'Shevtech leminyana. He learns it from the Vav. Skeinech v'Shevtech. The Vav teaches me Miuchadim. Rab Shimon, Vav loy darish. Shimon didn't darshan the Vav. Freik the Gemara, Elamayato. If we're darshaning Skeinech, and we're darshaning v'shoivtecha, then let's darshan the rest of the pasuk. What does the rest of the pasuk say? Umadadu ela arim, asha sfiva sechol. They're going to measure the cities, and then the pasuk says v'samchu. The beginning of the pasuk said v'yatzu skenech. Again, it starts with v'yatzu, then you have skenech v'shoivtecha, and then you have umadadu. Freik the gemara v'yatzu shnayim umadadu shnayim. Let v'yatzu be another two, and let umadadu be another two. So what's the kasha? The Rabbi Yehuda reitisha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it shouldn't be five. It should be five plus four, which is nine. And the Rabbi Shimon, it shouldn't be three. It should be three plus four. It should be seven. Right? If you darshan skenech v'shoivtecha, why not darshan v'yatzu and darshan umadadu? So the gemara who be by the look at the tanya. No, you need that for something else. V'yatzu heveloy shluch. The Yatsu is coming to teach me that Beis Din didn't have a right to send Shluchim. They had to do the Medida. They had to do this by themselves. Umadidu is coming to teach me Shafilo Nimsa Ba'alil. The ear, even if we know for sure which city it's closest to, there's a din you had to measure. Umadidu, it's Xeris HaKosav. Point is, these words are an extra to teach me how many dayonim. I needed to teach me some very basic halachas regarding Egla Rufa. Zok to Gemara, Masnis in the Laikai Tana, this Mishnah, this Machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, whether you need three dayonim or five dayonim, albeit members of the Sanhedrin Agadol, is not like the following Tanya. Tanya went to the Brisa, but let's go to Yaakov Oimer, V'yotsu Skeinecha V'Shevtecha, Skeinecha Zu Sanhedrin. You know the Skeinecha in that passage is referring to? It's the Sanhedrin. V'Shevtecha Zer Melech, for Kohen Gadol. How do you know Sheftech is the Melech and the Kohen Gadol? Melech, they say Melech b'mishpat yamid eretz. You see, Melech is mishpat, thus v'sheftech is the Melech. Kohen Gadol, they say v'uvas el ha-kohanim ha-levim ve'el ha-shofet. So the Kohen is mentioned together with the Shofet. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said that it's not enough, 3 or 5, you know what you need? You need the Sanhedrin. You need a melech and you need a kohen gadol. But the Gemara wasn't sure what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov meant when he said Sanhedrin. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov b'chado polig or b'tarti polig. He's arguing on one thing, he's arguing with two things. What do you mean? B'melech the kohen gadol polig. That's clear. He's arguing that in addition to a bezdin, you also have to have the melech and the kohen gadol. Is that the only thing he's arguing with? Avo b'sanhedrin, as it relates to how many members of the Sanhedrin, he holds ikra of Yehuda, ikra of Shimon. Either like Rabbi Yehuda 5 or like Rabbi Shimon 3. So when he said Sanhedrin, he just meant members of the Sanhedrin. Miyuchadim sheve'eda. How many? Machlekes. Do you darshan skeinecha, vishoivtecha, or do you darshan only skeinecha? Oidilma, no. Maybe when Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov said Sanhedrin, Oidilma be Sanhedrin nami poli. Do amak kula Sanhedrin binon. Sanhedrin means the ganze Sanhedrin, not just 3 members or 5 members of the Sanhedrin. Maybe he holds, you need it. Just like you need a melech, you need the kohen gadol, maybe you need the whole Sanhedrin. I'm Rabbi Yosef Tashma, I'll bring you a right. Matzah nebeis pagi, if Bryce over there is discussing the halacha of the Zaki Mamre. And the Bryce says that if the Zaki Mamre, who's the Zaki Mamre? He's somebody that went against a psak that he got from the Beis Din HaGadol. So the Beis Din HaGadol paskin something, and he went publicly and he paskin not like the Beis Din HaGadol. So it says the Bryce that the only time a person could become a Zaki Mamre is if the psak that he heard from the Sanhedrin was Belishkas Agazes. It was in the Mokum HaMikdash. But let's say he met the Sanhedrin somewhere, such as in Beis Pagi, that was a random place, the Himra Leyen, and that's where the Hamra took place. Yochol Ichvolt Gevolt Main. Hey, Hamra, say Hamra. It should be Hamra. Talmud Loimer Vekamto Velisa Lamokim. Melamed Shamokim Gur. Says the Ordinal Fakama. This halacha that a guy is becoming a Zakim Mamre because he went against the Beis Din HaGadol, but not when the Beis Din HaGadol was Belishkas HaGazis. He met them in Beis Pagi. He met them somewhere else. How many members of the Sanhedrin did he meet? Says the Gemara. I Eilema Miktsasan. Did he only meet some of them? He met 23 of them, let's say. Dilmahanich Dikagavoy Kaimikavose. How could be a Zakim Mamre? He heard a psak from 23 members of the Sanhedrin and he went against it. It's only Hamra if you hear it from all 71. Elapshit didn't. It's Pashit, says the Gemara. That who did he meet in Beis Pagi? He met 71 members of the, he met the whole Sanhedrin. The whole Supreme Court was there. But Frank the Gemara, Lamai, why were they there? Elay Miladvarishor, Stam, random. They poked, all happened to be in Beis Pagi. Me, Matzi, Nafki. Are the best that allowed to be in Beis Pagi? They can't leave. Shut, book, see, the Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Shorerech, Algan, Hasar, Al Yechsar, Hamezek. And we learn from there that the Sanhedrin is never allowed to leave. The Lishka Zagazis, not all of them. Some have to remain behind. Elapshit, the Lidvar Mitzvah. Elamai again. It's obvious that it must have been that they were the Dvar Mitzvah. Hey Chidami, what kind of Dvar Mitzvah would have required the entire Sanhedrin to go? Sok to Gemara, aha, Lav the Medinas Eglover, Lezim Yaakov. Probably Egla Rufa, and we're going according to Lezim Yaakov that holds that Egla Rufa requires the entire Sanhedrin. So what do you see from here? That according to Rabbi Lezim Yaakov, Egla Rufa requires the entire Sanhedrin. So again, we had a Shiloh when Lezim Yaakov said, Zikenecho, Zu Sanhedrin. Did he mean 3 members of the Sanhedrin, 5 members of the Sanhedrin, like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Or did he mean the entire Sanhedrin? So, come on, right from this Braisa, because we have a Braisa where the Zokin Mamre meets up with the Sanhedrin. And they're not in the Lishkas HaGazis. And they couldn't have not been in the Lishkas HaGazis all together at the same time, leaving nobody behind. Lidvarishos, Muzdach Zayin, the Dilidvar Mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah fathers the entire Sanhedrin? Must be Egla Rufa. Who holds Egla Rufa? The only one it could possibly be is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So, we would just put but the Gemara says absolutely not. You have no raya. Maybe they went to be moisif on Yerushalayim or to be moisif on the Azores. Because at the time we looked at the Mishnah, what? Ei moisif in alo ir v'alo Azores. Ela bebezdin shal shivin ve'echad. You can't be moisif on the ear of the Azores unless you are. That would be the Dvar Mitzvah, by the way. That's what you're saying, right? Yeah. But it's all good. Hey, Maisiv al-Ir v'Azorah, right? So maybe they went to be Maisiv on the ear. They went to be Maisiv on the Azorah. And that's something that everybody holds. You need the Bezim Shoshuv v'Echad. How do you know? It's the first Mishnah. Tain kavas to Rav Yosef, a raya to Rav Yosef, Matzan Abes, who said that according to Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, when he said Sanhedrin for Egla Ruf, he meant the entire Sanhedrin. Matzan Abes Pagi v'him Raleim kigun sheyotzo lemedidas Egla ula Yosef aluyer valazaris yochol shetei Amras Amra. I would have thought Amras Amra. Tamalei bevekam to v'lisa alamokim melamit shamokim goyer. This brisa says the Gemara must be Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, and you have a raya. The Rav Elezer ben Yaakov holds that you need the entire Sanhedrin.